Hello everyone. Our message for today is titled, A Savior is Born. I want to read from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. God had a message of good news to deliver to the world. He did not have the modern conveniences of television, radio, or the high-tech communication system that we have today. He sent the angels to deliver the most electrifying announcement ever heard. A baby was born in Bethlehem, and his name was Jesus. The Christmas message is a message for the whole world. It's good news for all people. God had no favoritism, unlike what we see in our world. Some news is good for one person and bad for another. Good news of team victory is bad news for the losing team. Good news of an election won is bad news for the other candidates who lost. But there's a difference. The gospel is good news for everyone. For the poor as well as the prosperous, for the ignorant as well as the learned, for the child as well as the adult. It is good news for everyone in every nation. Amidst the worldly chaos of pandemic and the many cases of casualties around the world, God's voice from heaven comes loud and clear. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And for those who have been struggling with their sin, I have more good news for you. Please listen, for God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. God opened a way for salvation through his death and resurrection, that you may have a new life. So let not your heart be troubled. Rejoice, God loves you. What a privilege to be a child of God and to belong to him. Oh, what a joy to belong to the family of God this Christmas season. Granted, we cannot see each other and visit each other due to the present lockdown, but we can share the good news of his salvation and his great wonders that we experience along the way. The Lord has been so good to us, and his goodness and mercies follow us wherever we go. Let us tell others about his love and his great salvation. Let us not be ashamed of our Christianity, and let us openly declare what the Lord has done for us. Yes, this is good news. Let's spread it with joy and let the world see Jesus in us. While this precious Savior was here on earth, he did good. He brought good news to every person he met. He healed every disease, and no one came to him, was sent away empty-handed. Every home he entered, he spread joy. And wherever he went, he mended many broken hearts, brought dead to life, and then turned mourning into joy. Please listen to his words. I bring good news to the afflicted, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and freedom to prisoners. This is the Christ of Christmas. The only sad news came from the people. His own people rejected him and chased him out of their cities. A story is told about a mother who went Christmas shopping with her three children. By the end of the day, she barely made it to the elevator of the department store to go down to the garage. Upon entering the elevator with the three little ones and all the shopping bags, there was a man taking the same elevator. She suddenly looked at him and addressed him, saying, Who is the owner of Christmas? I want to shoot him. The man answered, You don't need to do that, ma'am. Ma'am, we already crucified him. It's not what is happening today. Nothing is new. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Christ sent a disciple to spread the good news, saying, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And his farewell words were, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations." That was in Matthew 28:19. Salvation is the best and only way toward living a life filled with peace, joy, and happiness. This places a large responsibility on us to carry on with this beautiful message. We have good news. We have a great story. We have a winner. We have a victory over sin and hell. We have freedom and we have life. Above everything else, we have a great Savior. What are we going to do? Let's go forth and proclaim that Jesus was born. He lived, he died, and rose again, and ascended to the Father. And he will return, and it could be today. Amen. It could be today. Let us be on fire to get this message out to all the world. We need to take a stand against the rising tide of false Christianity and wishy-washy Christians. Let us take the angel's message, and to us is born this day a Savior, and share it with the people around us. We have the best news in the world. Jesus saves, and we must openly proclaim it to far and near during these difficult times. And may the Lord bless his word. Merry Christmas.